Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 42.
Every time I meet a man, he's either gay or a bear.
Bears, this is the Nard.
This is ex-Cali Bear.
Yes, thank you for downloading the latest episode of Bear Podcast.
And how you doing?
I'm here in Houston.
And I'm here in Richmond, and it is beautiful outside right now. It's about close to 7 o'clock my time, and the weather is absolutely gorgeous right now. I'm refusing to believe that Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, because... Mm-hmm. It's incredible. It feels like it's about in the low 60s right now.
Oh, good for you. I bought over here. Well, let me see. It's about in the 60s here, but a little muggy, just a little. So, mm-hmm. I'd rather stay inside. Are you?
I'm outside. I'm enjoying this. I've been outside all day.
You're outside. Oh, you're podcasting outside.
But I'm podcasting outside. Yes.
But that means you can't go naked.
Who says I'm not naked?
Oh, my God.
I'm out here in the middle of the ghetto with my business, flopping in the breeze.
Oh, my God. you're just here in the computer room. Well, I am in my undies, so.
I'm scaring all the children. All the little ghetto children. Oh, look at him. He's outside all naked and sighing.
He's naked again.
Yes, I'm the neighborhood naked boy.
I see. Oh, my God. So what have you been doing?
I'm getting ready for IBR, actually. It's this week.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm hoping this weather carries over. If it does, it's going to be beautiful. They were actually threatening with the weather being cold today, but it was beautiful today. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I would still, say just in case, bring your warm clothes, especially at night, but okay. If it stays like this, you're going to have a great IBR.
Yeah, I kind of learned something about it. I was in Dallas last weekend. It was cold. It was reaching to 35 degrees, 30 degrees. Oh, my God. Yeah, this time I'm going to go to San Francisco. I'll bring something a little bit more warmer.
it was in the 70s all last week here. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. So
couldn't ask for better weather in February, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. And isn't it that February is supposed to be really cold, though?
It usually is. That's the thing. It usually is. But this time around, it's beautiful. That's why I'm saying I refuse to believe that Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Talking about Groundhog Day, right? Okay.
Yeah. So are you looking forward to IBR?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I'm all set, all the flights and everything. I just need to prepare my stuff for recording. So cool. You and I can... walk around there,
and I'll be recording with you. And for a change, I'm pretty sure the listeners will be happy about this. I won't be on the phone recording with you. I'll actually be side by side with you.
All right, that's right. For the that's gonna be side by side, and we're gonna walk around. We're gonna go to different places, and alongside with that, we're gonna take videos too.
Of course. Yeah. So this is your first IBR, right?
Oh yeah, I'm excited about it. It's gonna be. It's going to be fun, I bet. I've been hearing from people, and that it's going to be fun. And there's also a friend of mine who I met last weekend, and he's going there too. Oh, in Dallas, I mean. A guy from Dallas, his name is Les. He's going to be there. I'm going to meet up with him there.
Cool.
So it's going to be people from Texas meeting in IBR in San Francisco.
There you go. Yeah. Is there any particular activity that you're looking forward to, that you're looking forward to doing? Because I know that they have a huge roster of activities, but is there anything, big that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, well, for one thing, I was talking to Mike earlier, and he said that we're going to do the bingo. Yes, we're going to do the bingo. I told him.
I'll be there for the bingo also.
I don't usually go bingo, do bingo, but always with friends. It's always fun. Mm-hmm. That'll be good. And then probably, I don't know, Alcatraz? Oh, no, I think we're going to do the city tour. What is City Hall through? City Hall.
Yeah. If you've never seen City Hall, definitely be City Hall.
Yeah. Are you gonna? You want to go there too?
Well, I've seen City Hall, so you know it's nothing new to me. So.
Oh, okay.
If you haven't had a chance to tour around and look inside City Hall, then definitely do it. So, especially since it's the place where the gay marriage thing happened. So it does kind of have a nice historic setting to it, especially since those gay marriages happened 2 years ago during IBR. So.
Oh, was it okay? Yeah, I remember you mentioned it before in an episode before.
So it has a little bit of a sentimental value as well for IBR.
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, that and the sex. Well, I don't know.
You're so bad.
I'm so bad. Well, probably some.
I myself, I'm going to be an innocent little angel at IBR.
I will be an angel too.
I'll be an angel with horns, basically. No idea. Are you going to do the dim sum?
Oh yeah, definitely. I don't miss out on this dim sum. It's always fun.
Exactly. Well, I mean, this is being done at a new restaurant this year, so it's supposed to be like one of the top three restaurants in the San Francisco Bay Area for dim sum. So it'll be interesting to see just how good these guys are.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be Is it like around lunch? It's going to be lunchtime then, yeah.
It's at 10:45. It's at 10:30 in the morning. The transportation will leave from the hotel. I think if you don't have a run package, it'll cost $5 to take the bus to take you to the restaurant. And then they're saying it's about $10 to $15 per person for the dim sum, so which is not bad in San Francisco at all. I've had dim sum before that's totaled up to $40. Mm-hmm. So that's a good deal, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I always like Chinese because dim sum because it's it's part socializing too.
Well, not only that, it's bear food. Let's face it.
It's
you pick up and eat with your hands. You know, it's an excuse for bears to eat with their hands. So of course that's bear food.
Or chopsticks. Yeah.
No, screw the chopsticks. Just stick it up in my hand and shove it in my mouth.
What if it's soup or something? Or congee?
Well, if it's soup, that's different. Or if it's runny, that's different. But if it's like a dumpling, screw shit. Just screw the chopsticks. Just shove it in my mouth.
Or if it's congee, you can use chopsticks too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to be a little busy beaver, actually, at IBR, because I'm going to be helping out with the bear dar.
Oh yeah, I'm going to visit you guys there. Yeah,
and I'm going to be podcasting with you, and I just also volunteered to help out with the hospitality suite. Mm-hmm. I'll be working there on Saturday from 1 to 4, so if anybody does want to meet me, you will definitely meet me at the hospitality suite. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I'm beverage bitch at hospitality suite during that time. So I won't be serving alcohol, though. So.
Oh, you won't?
No, we're only serving, will be serving regular beverages for those who don't want alcohol. So if you want alcohol, you can't come to me. I'm sorry.
Neat, really?
You can. Yeah, you have to go to some other bear for that.
Oh, okay. That's no fun.
I know, but
everybody wants to go to Excalibur.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I think everybody wants to come on Excalibur.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Anyway.
Who knows? We'll
see. Who knows? Yeah. So, anyway, I'm looking forward to this weekend. I just want this weekend to hurry up and get here. I'm talking to a lot of my friends who are coming up to visit for IBR. They have the same mentality right now. Just get it over with. We're tired of waiting. Come already.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
yeah,
I've had a few nights that sounded like that, actually. Get it over with. Come already.
I know. I mean, how many days? 4 days. I'll be arriving there around 5 o'clock. And Mike and I were talking about it. I told them that we're gonna have we're gonna have to eat something when you arrive there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then go to the bingo. So
Should be arriving in the city. I mean, well, I can go whenever I want, but I'm actually going to be arriving like around 4 o'clock, and socializing with my friends. I'm going to be meeting my friend Joe, and I'm going to be hanging out actually a lot during IBR. So
I hope to meet up with Jeff and his partner James, STP Bear. I think they're going to organize something to for dinner or something that evening.
Yeah, if I don't see STP Bear, I'm going to cry.
Oh, you will. Probably you will.
I want to see STP Bear. There's actually a lot of bears that are out there that, I've become friends with. I'm looking forward to see. So, STP Bear is not the only one. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen him since, I don't know, 4 years ago, yeah. And, yeah, he was in our, he was in episode 34, I believe, so that's good. Well, anyway, so what else do you have any
Well,
any
I got
updates?
An update for you, actually. I guess you can say it's kind of some sad news. I know that a few episodes back you mentioned about the passing of Chris Penn.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
And the initial autopsy report has come back today on what happened. The good news is it does not look like it was a suicide. It looks like it was an accident. It looks like an accidental overdose of and mixture of medications. They haven't released all the medications that they found in the system, but they did find a high dose of promethazine with codeine, which is a cough syrup.
Yeah.
And apparently, this cough syrup combined with whatever else he was taking, it enlarged his heart too much. He had an extreme enlarged heart, and I guess from what I understand, I mean, I don't know if this part's true or not, but I guess from what I understand, the heart popped.
Gosh, that is
either that or he just died from the fact that he had an enlarged heart. He wasn't taking any medication for heart problems or anything. So,
maybe he didn't know that he's got a heart problem. He's just taking that.
Exactly. Maybe he didn't know. So it looks like it was pure accidental. So, but it's good to know that it wasn't foul play and it wasn't suicide.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really sad, though.
It's really sad. It is. He'll be missed.
Well, any movies you've seen lately, though?
Well, yeah. I mean, while we're on the topic, we might as well discuss about it. Mm-hmm. Actually, on last Tuesday, which was the 17th, it was the 7th. Last Tuesday on the 7th, I went with the SF Movie Bears to go to the Final Destination trilogy. Which was a great time. We had absolute fun. You know, it started off with the first Final Destination, which was great to see on the big screen again, except they had some sort of issues with the lens. They accidentally had the wrong lens on, so for a while, everybody on the movie kind of looked like those Bratz dolls.
Okay.
They looked very weird, so it was kind of laughable, but they finally fixed it, so we were able to, you know, enjoy the film. And then we watched Final Destination 2 as well. And anybody who's out there to listen to the Don and Drew show, there was a woman that was sitting right in front of me that looked exactly like Don Maselli. And I even mentioned it to her, and she's heard it before. So that was kind of fun. I was just like going, oh, my God, this is the closest I've been to Don Maselli.
Uh-huh.
And then after parts 1 and 2, of course, they debuted Final Destination 3. Which I will have to say is probably the weakest entry of the three. I liked it, but compared to the first two, it was very weak. Some of the accidents were good, except for the tanning bed death. I was really let down by the tanning bed death.
Okay.
But the biggest problem with the movie was it was too rushed. In parts 1 and 2, even though, you know, we wanted to see just how cleverly these people were going to get bumped off, they also allowed time to develop the characters for us to get to know the characters and to actually, you know, have some sort of attachment to the characters, be it a positive or a negative attachment. Mm-hmm. Where in Final Destination 3, it was just like, you know what, they're only here to see the death, so let's just get right to it, screw character development.
Oh.
Yeah, that was my biggest complaint with the movie. Some of the deaths are pretty clever, one of them involving a nail gun and another one involving a gym machine.
Well, don't spoil it for our listeners.
Oh, no. Those are the only two that I'm going to mention about. Oh,
okay. Well, I haven't watched it yet.
Besides the tanning bed. Well, I'm not going to say how they died, you know. Oh, okay. But it did seem a little quick. The ending to the movie was kind of okay. And I mean, I honestly think that they need to end it with part 3. If they do go with a part 4, then the movie will then officially enter Freddy Krueger syndrome, where the movies just got more and more ridiculous as more and more sequels came out.
Yeah.
So they definitely need to end it at Final Destination 3. So, I mean, it was good, but compared to the first two, oh yeah, it wasn't as strong as the first two.
Yeah. Third already. Wait a second. You guys, how long were the movies? 3 hours each? 2 hours each?
No, the movie's only an hour and a half each, but with the breaks and everything, we it started at 6 o'clock, and we didn't leave until, like, about 11:30.
I was about to say, you guys must have been hungry.
We ate. Don't worry. We had time to go to the concession stands and pay the $20 for a hot dog and stuff like that.
Oh, wow. $20 for a hot dog?
Oh, pretty much. It feels like that. But no, I carved up before going in, so I was nice and full. So
I see.
Now, the other film that I saw was actually pretty good. I went and seen Firewall with Harrison Ford.
How was that?
It was good. I mean, it's one of those, you know what? Get out of the outside. I mean, get out and go see a movie. It's fun. I mean, it's not an intellectual movie. If you're going expecting to see, like, Clear and Present Danger or something like that, forget it.
It's not intellectual. It's Firewall. It's talk about computer stuff, right?
It does, but it's pretty... I mean, they do have some facts, but at the same time, it's so... Some of the situations are so ridiculous that it would make people who are tech geeks roll their eyes.
Ah, really? Okay.
Yeah. So
I've yet to see this.
it's a Hollywoodized version of how firewalls work. Let's just say that. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know how firewalls work, they'll think that they understand how firewalls work, but it's pretty suspenseful. Harrison Ford is good. The guy who plays the villain, who's Paul Bettany, he's also going to be coming up in The Da Vinci Code as the albino assassin.
Oh, really? Oh, now I know. Yeah, I remember him. Yeah, I read the book, and I think I saw that in the previews.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it looks like, okay.
Mm-hmm. And there's also a... they just recently announced that Paul Bettany has been cast to play the Joker in the second Batman movie, in the sequel to Batman Begins. And after seeing him in this movie, I could see him, honestly, as the Joker. Be different hearing the Joker with a British accent, but he's creepy. He's good at being creepy, so it'll work.
Yeah, that's let's watch out for that.
The basic premises of the movie is he develops these firewalls for this bank to prevent anybody from breaking into the bank electronically and stealing the money. Mm-hmm. And this thief, who is just power hungry, kidnaps his family and threatens to kill his family unless he finds a loophole in the firewall to allow him to steal $100 million. So it's this race against time to save his family and to also try to find a way to outsmart the bad guy so that way they could he could save his family. So it's a cat and mouse story. It's a classic cat and mouse story.
It kind of reminds me of Swordfish. Yeah.
It's kind of like Swordfish, except it's Harrison Ford. So
yeah, not Wolverine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So what?
While we're talking on the subject of movies, actually, when we went to go see the Final Destination trilogy, we noticed something that was just annoying as hell in the theater, to be quite honest with you. And Dave Hayes, who is the president of the SF Movie Bears, we were discussing about this online journal about the use of cell phones for text messaging and stuff in the movie theaters.
Okay.
And, you know, they flashed at the beginning of the films, please turn off all your cell phones, and they made this announcement, I think, 3 times during the course of the film, too. Please turn off all your cell phones. As soon as the movie begins, we see all these lighted displays lit up all over the place, people text messaging each other and everything, and it sickens me. You're there to see a movie, not to communicate with people. Turn your damn phone off.
Well, yeah, that's the... Actually, it's not noisy. I understand this. It's not noisy that it would ring while you're watching, but then it's a dark environment, and mm-hmm. your phone is lit up like that. It's just like having a flashlight.
Especially some of these phones that are out today that light up like television screens.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same equivalent of, let's say, having a Game Boy Advance that lights up in your lap, playing a Game Boy in the middle of a movie theater. You're there to watch a movie, not communicate with your buddies. They can wait an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's right. And it's bad enough that people do not turn off their cell phones. And I hate it when they do forget or they do ignore the warnings before the movies that they should turn off their cell phones, and it would ring. I would really like to tell the guy... Can you please turn that off now? Or leave? But that's for phones. But phones, and of course you can turn it off. But text messaging and having the lights, light up like that.
Mm-hmm. I know. Just completely turn your phone off. Your buddies can wait for you until the movie is over. Dave came up with the idea of. I think it was Dave that came up with the idea. I can't remember exactly who it is, but somebody mentioned that they've actually invented a device that they're trying to legalize here in America, where when you install it inside the movie theaters, it turns the movie theaters into a blackout zone where there's no cell reception whatsoever, which I think is a brilliant idea. Now, I know some parents are going to argue and say, well, how are we going to be able to communicate with our children to make sure that they're okay? And like I said, I can't remember who it is on Live Journal who said this, but he turned around and said, I would respond to these parents by saying, well, how did your parents get a hold of you while you were in the movie theater?
Yeah.
Because cell phones. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
My solution, because it's obvious that nobody pays attention and everything, my solution is just to ban cell phones from movie theaters, period. Mm-hmm. You're there to go see a movie, not to communicate with your buddies or anything. Don't allow the fuckers in.
But what if I use the cell phone for my own enjoyment, like if it's between my legs or something?
Oh, that's bad.
That's bad. Yeah.
Well, it depends on what movie it is that you go see, you know. So yeah.
I wait for it to vibrate, you know. Keep calling me.
Yeah. But no, seriously, it's gotten out of hand. It really has. And proof of it of getting out of hand was when we were at the Final Destination trilogy, because I saw blue and white and green screens lit up all over the place, and it annoyed the hell out of me. It really did. I'm actually bound to determine one day that if I'm able to make a movie, I'm going to have a scene in the movie where it's a full theater. People are there to enjoy the film. People are peaceful. People are nice, and people are quiet. And as soon as the feature film begins, everybody in the movie theater has their cell phones go off and everybody answers, start talking loudly, except for one person who's annoyed by the whole thing.
Okay.
Just to drive home the point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, somebody on LiveJournal also mentioned that once he attended a movie theater and they made an announcement before the movie that said, please turn off all your cell phones, your pagers, and your crying babies.
Oh, can you turn them off?
Yeah.
I can't imagine having a baby, bringing your baby inside the in the theater. It's bad enough to do that. And what's worse, if it's drama or something, or even if it's a rated R movie and there you have babies inside.
A classic example. Last year. What movie was it that I went to go see? It was a horror film. I know that. I can't remember what movie it was now, but it was a horror film that I went to go see last year.
Narnia?
No, not Narnia. That wasn't horrific.
Okay.
But it was a horror film that I went to go see last year, and here I am. I'm there ready to enjoy a scary movie, and in comes this family with a baby. And I'm sitting here and I'm going, don't take your fucking kid to a horror film. You know, and when the baby cries, they can't understand why the baby's crying. The baby's crying because you took your kid to a fucking horror film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's terrified by what it's seeing on the screen.
Yeah.
Yes, don't do it.
Gosh. This is really irresponsible,
there's
just
certain, there's some movies that you just should not take kids to. I mean, I'm going to go see Basic Instinct 2 just to see what stupid fuckwad parents are going to take their little kids to go see Basic Instinct 2.
Yeah, that is so terrible.
So anyway, that ends my rant. Let me get off my soapbox.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
This is Nard, and I'm here with Jim. He's in Albany, New York.
Hello, everyone. How are you? Hey, Nard, what's going on?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. So where are you now? Where are you standing right now?
I'm actually in Philadelphia right now. I'm at Howard Records.
Oh, you're in Philadelphia.
Exactly, yeah. I'm from Albany, but I'm in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. You're there visiting for Valentine's Day, huh?
I'm here with Alan.
Oh, okay. That's so cool.
Yeah. Spent a couple days together. It's good.
Okay, so let me see. So let me ask you some bear-related topics. Let's say your bear profile. How do you go by with?
Well, I have two, actually. I have one from when I was a young bear. It's called Erie Boy. Okay. And actually, you can find me on Bear 411. It's E-R-I-E-B-O-Y. Mm-hmm. But pretty much now, I'm Umpfar, which is I-O-M-P-A-I-R. That's like my live journal and a lot of other profiles.
How do you pronounce that again? Umpfar?
Umpfar.
Umpfar, okay.
Yeah, it's Irish for bear.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, so I was wondering... I didn't understand what it was. Umpfar, okay. I hope it's hit right next time.
Well, that's why I can't say, you know, Tagalog things right, so don't worry about it.
Oh, Tagalog. So I take it, you know, Tagalog, so, well, not too much Tagalog, I guess.
Well, no, only lumpia rolls. That's
lumpia
rolls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like preparing those. I like bringing those in parties.
Oh, nice. I'll have a party to bring some.
Uh-huh. So, okay, I take it you're attached to that right now?
I'm seeing a great cub named Alan, actually named Angry Alan, and he's from Philadelphia, mm-hmm. and down here for a couple of days. Philly's a great city, and we're doing some shopping and checking it out and doing what we can, you know?
Mm-hmm, okay. Yeah. So, besides shopping, what are your other hobbies that you like doing?
Oh, God, I love to cook. I love to cook. I like to have parties. I like to have people over the house. I like to dance. I like to camp. I like to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stuff like that, you know.
Travel. Wow. So, yeah. Since you're traveling, do you go to other bear runs?
I do, actually. I go to all sorts of bear runs, actually. I've been to, Hillside, you know, Bears Weekends at Hillside, which is a campground in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
And I've been to Bear Boot Camp, which is outside of Seattle in Port Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to Bear Trek, and actually Bear Albany is a sponsor of Bear Trek, which is coming up at the end of April, and that's in White Plains, New York. And, of course, you know, all the Bear Nights in Albany that Bear Albany does.
Okay. So that's pretty much a bear run that you're organizing, huh?
Yeah. Well, Bear Albany is pretty much a series of bar nights. But it turns out, you know, it's not a traditional run. But, you know, people get into town like a day or two beforehand, and they go do the Saturday bar night, and then, you know, everybody goes to brunch on Sunday. So it's like a lazy bear run.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Let me see. So you're talking about Bear Albany. That's the name of your club, right?
Yep, that's the name of the group.
Okay.
It's four guys. It's myself, Alan, this other guy from Albany named Alan, and John and Mike. And we formed Bear Albany last fall of 2005. We had our first bar night in November of 2005. So it's been good.
So so far you have four members in your bear club.
Well, it's not really a club. It's like a bear party promotion team.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Yeah, not really a club.
Oh, you just organize it, but just to formalize it, you call it the Bear Albany, but you invite many bears would come to events, but not necessarily a club. Okay, I see.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's not, you know, it's we just, there's four of us that throw really hot parties, and like the last one we just had was Gear Bear, like two nights ago, or probably like two or three weeks ago. We had over 400 bears in Albany, New York, from like Toronto, Montreal, Boston, New York. It was awesome. It was very hot.
Oh,
very
hot. Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
I bet.
It was awesome.
So that's pretty much your project. You have is it like a circuit party or bar night, a major bar night, something like that?
It's a super major bar night. Every night has a theme. We had Gear Bear in January, which was like, you know, all those bear, you know, like uniforms and Bubba and kilts and cowboys and firefighters and uniforms, that sort of thing. And the next one we have is in March 25th, and that one's called Big, and that's going to be big bellies, big brutes, big muscles, just big guys.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, very woof.
Very.
Yeah.
This must be exciting. God, I want to go to Albany now. Wow.
Yeah, you should. You're more than welcome, Nard. Come on up.
Yeah. So, okay. So, what projects does the Bear Albany have?
Well, we do the bar nights, and we do brunches and that sort of thing. But everything we do goes to two or three things. We raise money for two charities.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one is based in Albany, New York. It's called Our Brothers Keepers Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And they give money to HIV and AIDS service groups that are based around Albany, New York.
Okay.
And the other money that we raise in raffles goes to Helping Hands Fund at Hillside. Hillside's a campground in Susquehanna, Gibson, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And they have a fund called Helping Hands, where they help out campers and, you know, guys that, you know, are in need of some, you know, cash or blankets or that sort of thing, or guys that are having a hard time. The fund helps them out. So those are two of the projects that we're working on. We're trying to raise money for people with HIV and AIDS, mm-hmm. and people that are in need of assistance, you know.
Okay, so you're more of a fundraising group, really.
Well, yeah, you know, we do. Our main objective is fun, and where there's fun, you know, there's always... people want to get, we have some really great raffles and prizes. You know, we raffled off some really hot football jerseys last time and raffled off some subscriptions to Bear Life magazine. And, you know, people want that stuff.
Do you auction off your worn jock straps or something?
If it would raise money, I would auction off my used jock strap. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so if anybody wants, just have give me a holler, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If the price is right, we can talk.
Oh, okay. Hey, do you have I take it you have T-shirts, too.
We do have T-shirts, actually. If you go to the website, bearalbany.com, which is still under construction a little bit, you can go to our gear section, the Our Gear link, and that puts you at a website called Cafe Press, and we have like T-shirts and mouse pads and beer steins and all sorts of things for sale with the Bear Albany logo on it.
You see.
That one of our guys, Alan, is a graphic designer. He designed that, and really hot design, and, you know, there's like a song and some T-shirts and some muscle shirts and stuff like that. So.
I see. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to have jock straps soon, too, so it should be good.
Oh, it would be hot.
Yeah.
Bear jokes.
We'll send you one. We'll send you one when we get one. So.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, I told you I'm going to have a surprise question for you, right?
Yeah, well, I can't wait. I'm ready.
Oh, it's nothing. It's harmless, I guess. Well, since it's going to be Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're recording this on a Monday, February 13th.
Yeah.
What is your ideal way of celebrating Valentine's Day?
Well, my ideal way of celebrating Valentine's Day, that's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe sleeping a little late with my cub and getting up and doing a little massaging, maybe a little nooking and a nice long shower. I'm really into, I love shower sex. There would definitely be some shower sex involved. But, you know, sleep late, have some fun in the shower, and go to breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
We basically did that today, I think. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
So tomorrow is going to be, you're going to do it again, I guess. It's just Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's even better tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, wow. So today is the pre-Valentine's.
Today's practice.
Oh, okay.
Today's practice.
All right. So do you have anyone who you would like to say hi to out there?
Well, definitely. Shout out to the guys from Bear Albany, Michael John and Albany Allen. And shout out to Angry Allen and all the guys listening. And, you know, come on out. Check out BearAlbany.com, come to a couple of our parties, and just have a great time, man. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's awesome.
All right. So,
yeah.
Well, thank you very much for being in the show, Jim.
Definitely. Nard, thanks so much. All right.
All right.
And I'll send the jackstrap down to you, and whenever you want to come up to Albany, you can stay at my house.
All right. Okay. Great. Let me take you
all out right, there. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Joe, and you're listening to Bear Podcast.
So, Maynard, do you have any special plans for Valentine's Day this year?
Well, let me see. For one thing, Mike is in New Orleans, and I'm here.
Aww.
On the very day. But I'll see him on Friday.
Yeah, there you go.
And I intend to bring him some flowers if I could get some from the airport or something.
And you dipped in chocolate?
Yeah, me, myself dipped in chocolate, yeah. I'll look freaky if I walk around.
Nah, you'll be in San Francisco. You'll fit in.
Oh, really? Okay. I'll cover myself with chocolate so you can lick
me. And people will think that you're actually one of the street performers at Fisherman's Wharf and might actually give you some money, so.
Yeah. But how about you? How are you going to celebrate your Valentine's Day?
I'm going to masturbate furiously. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you need help?
Hey, if there's anybody who wants to help me out, yeah, bring it on.
Ah, okay. Can I help? No.
Hey, if you're inclined to, go right ahead.
I'm kidding. Yeah, just
make sure that you bring wet, and make sure that it's wet and light. I don't like the thick stuff.
Oh, okay. Valentine's Day. And is there any good TV shows that show up on Valentine's Day? Like,
well, the Olympics is pretty much dominating everything right now. So I do think that the only thing that I saw that's going to be shown tomorrow that's Valentine Daisy is a Charlie Brown Valentine.
Oh.
I think ABC's got a couple of Valentine's Day themed episodes with like the George Lopez show and stuff like that, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, okay, so that's pretty much Valentine's for me this coming Friday. Just be in IVR. I guess that's where we're going to celebrate our romantic vacation.
You'll celebrate your romantic getaways, and I'll be celebrating my getaways.
Uh-huh, that's right. Well, anyway, hey, so let's greet some people. Babalu. He's going to have...
Happy belated birthday, Babalu.
Happy belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday. As a matter of fact, I think as we're recording today is his birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Bob. So I hope you enjoyed your celebration. And also, good luck next week on your...
Yes.
Babalu is going to be trying out, auditioning for Last Comic Standing.
Good luck with that, Babalu. You deserve it. You absolutely deserve it. Go for it. Go for the gold so that way I'm able to say, I knew him when.
Yeah. I know Bob. He's my idol. He's my bear idol.
If he makes it to the audition and gets on the TV series Babalu, I will personally scour every single thrift shop in this entire Bay Area looking for the perfect LP to send to you. Mm-hmm. I will find you a rare, disturbing-looking one and send it your way.
Mm. And also, I can when he becomes ultra famous out there, I have some videos of him.
Oh, you got some blackmailing videos.
Blackmailing
huh?
videos. No, I'm kidding, Bob. No, I don't.
No.
Yeah. So that and who else? Who do you still have in mind?
I just want to give a shout-out to the SF Movie Bears, actually, because I had a great time with them last week at the Final Destination Trilogy. They're going to be going to see the Pink Panther on Wednesday the 15th, right before IBR. So I want to give a shout-out to all the members of SF Movie Bears. You know, thank you for, you know, planning a great night, especially the Castro Bear who planned the event. Yeah, it was great fun. So, also want to give a shout-out to... Chris in Texas, just want to say hello, how you doing? And I also want to give a quick shout out to Strange Writing out in Iraq. He's still fighting the good fight, and he's still alive and well. So hopefully he'll remain that way until the end of his tour of duty out there in Iraq.
Yeah, come back. Oh, yeah, I posted Alex's article on the website.
I also want to give a quick shout-out to Eric, who is in charge of Snugglefest 2006. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be helping out with Snugglefest this year. I want to give him a big shout-out. I'm actually going to be working with him at IBR this year as well. So
what are you
going to
do for them?
We don't know yet. We're still planning. There's all sorts of ideas that are going around. They're trying to figure out exactly how extroverted I am.
Are you going to be the welcoming snuggler or something?
Well, they made a mention about dressing me up in drag and impersonating Ella Fitzgerald, but I said no.
All right.
You don't want to do that. I'm not that extroverted, so, and I'm not pretty in drag. Let me just, you know. Mm-hmm. The best way to describe how I look in drag is imagine John Travolta in drag, and that's probably how I look. No, actually, imagine Jack Black in drag, and you probably oh, got God. What I look like.
Wonder Boy. You gotta sing that. Oh, okay, by the way, one more shout out, Shannon from B Talk. It was his birthday last 12th.
That's very Shannon, cool. Marry me.
Oh, okay. Well, no, he's married already.
Damn it.
Yeah, and
dump your husband and marry me.
I was reading his LJ, and he was talking about how sweet Luke was in preparation for Valentine's Day. Oh, he's got this very elaborate, I don't know. You got to read this post. Check him out. Just email Shannon at BTalk. Podcast at BTalkWorld.com.
Does he got like a Mission Impossible-like thing set up?
Oh, no, I don't know about that. But I know there's a lot of flowers, I believe, was it?
Oh, and, my.
And lots of, I don't know, wild monkey sex, I think.
I have one more shout-out.
Okay.
My shout-out to the guy who survived the gunshot wound from Dick Cheney. Hang in there. I hope that you realize now, after hunting with Dick Cheney, that he is a scary motherfucker and you need to avoid him.
Oh, God, he shot him?
You didn't hear about this?
No.
They were quail hunting the other day, and Dick Cheney accidentally shot his best friend.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, out of all the things to do, and I'm sitting here, and when I hear this news, the first thing that popped into my head is I can just hear George Bush chewing Dick Cheney out right now, just looking at him going, God damn it, Dick, we have enough problems already. Mm-hmm. You go and shoot your friend.
Oh, gosh. Oh, okay. Something important, by the way. Okay, I'm going to make this announcement. Roy here is going to meet up with Don and Drew in San Francisco next week.
That's right. I am actually now in physical communication with Don and Drew of the Don and Drew Show. They're coming to San Francisco right on the coattails of IBR. IBR ends on the 20th. They arrive on the 21st.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have a big, huge party at Pod Show headquarters in San Francisco. So we're going to go there. We're going to rock out. Yeah. I plan on hanging outside of the Hilton that they're staying at as a drooling fan, waiting for them to come out, and I'm going to pounce them. No, I'm just kidding. we're in discussions about stuff to do. I've offered to give them, as they put it, a sound scene tour of the Castro, and, you know, of course they want to go to, you know, the porn shops, so... Uh-huh. I'm just like, dear God.
Bring him to the Castro. Yeah, that's right. Walk around. Oh, take Don and Drew to the Bear Starbucks. How's that?
I was actually thinking about taking them to the Lone Star, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God!
Because they have questions about, you know, they didn't know about the bear community until I brought it up to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, you know, what's a better way to show them, you know, just how decadent the bear community can be by throwing them into the Lone Star. So I'm thinking about actually throwing them into the Lone Star and closing the door and letting them, you know, kind of get scared for a couple of minutes before actually going in there.
How about, what is that, My Place?
Actually, My Place no longer exists.
It does not? Oh, my goodness. I have fond memories of My Place.
No, they shut down My Place a few years ago. They just had too many problems with the back room. So.
I see. Okay. There's another one, Lone Star.
I could take them to the Eagle also, but that's more of a leather bar, and they do know the leather scene, so I want to actually introduce them to the bear scene. If there's it's too bad there's not a Planet Big while they're there, because I would take them to Planet Big. I know Dawn would be all over Planet Big.
Oh,
so. Yeah. She'd be up there going, woo-hoo, it's a gay rave,
I'm so proud of my Excalibur.
I know.
He's going to meet up with the professional podcasters in the world, Don and Drew.
I'm becoming Don and Drew's bear minion, basically.
Yeah.
So.
Fag Fan Roy, the bear minion. Well,
I'm excited about meeting them. I really am.
Yeah, of course. I would be and say, I wish I were there when you meet up with them. Yeah, but I think next week, what's going to happen next week? I think I'll be in, where will I be? Oh, I'll be in Mardi Gras. Oh, yeah, I have the podcast about Mardi Gras.
It's Mardi Gras, yes.
That's right.
Now, if there is anybody who's listening in the Bay Area or who possibly can come up to San Francisco during the time, and they are Don and Drew fans, I'm pretty sure you know about this by listening to the show, but I'm going to mention it anyway. They're staying at the San Francisco Hilton located in the Financial District, and the manager there has managed to come up with a really good rate to stay there. I think it's like $115 per night, which is really good because I think it normally costs like $158 per night.
Okay.
And if you want to book a room while you're there to stay with Don and Drew, you call up their offices. I don't have their number offhand or anything, unfortunately, but call and make a reservation at the Hilton in the Financial District in San Francisco and ask for the Don rate. Mm-hmm. And they'll give you the Don and Drew rate.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, you can always go to donandrew.podshow.com and, you know, download their episodes. They're keeping us up to date about all the details as to what's going on. There's a possibility of us actually flash mobbing Podshow headquarters. Mm-hmm. Which might be interesting.
Yeah. And if you guys haven't known yet, Roy here is Fag Fan Roy there in the show. So
I am, yes.
You will, if you listen to the voice messages and if you hear Fag Fan Roy, that's Excalibur.
That's me. Yeah, hopefully they'll play this on the show coming up soon. I was actually dared within the Minion community to call up the Don and Drew hotline and sing a song for them, and sure enough, I did.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
So.
Anyway, okay, so I guess that wraps up the show.
That wraps it up, and we'll be seeing each other in a few days, Nard.
Yep, I'm excited. I'm going to see you. Well, it's going to be, I'm going to post a video of my Dallas trip soon, and within this week. And probably,
cool.
Probably tomorrow. No, probably Wednesday. And my podcast, I'm going to do a podcast also of my trip last weekend, so
cool.
You guys get to hear it. All right, so thank you, guys.
You're not going to recognize me when you get here, Nard. I forgot to tell you about that because I have facial hair now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, last time you saw me, I was clean shaven. This time I have facial hair, and I have facial hair all over me, and a lot of people have actually told me I look like Kevin Smith now.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Wait, Kevin Smith or Robert Smith?
Kevin Smith.
Kevin
no.
Smith. Okay.
No, I don't wear eyeliner or anything like that. So.
All right. Okay, guys, so send me an email, bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. And you can leave a voicemail for us at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327.
And you can always reach me at excalibear@gmail.com. You can also find me on beardar.com as excalibear. Or if you still use Bear 411, you can also find me there as EDG5574.
Okay. All right. So thank you for listening, guys. And thank you, Roy, for being with me tonight.
You got it. And to everybody who's listening to the show that's going to IBR, I hope to see you all there.
And happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day. Go get laid.
Yeah, go get laid now!
Break out the motion lotion and get busy!
Alright, thanks guys for listening.
Talk to you later.
Many moves, many hugs!
Is this thing on?
Kind of resonant.
No way. Hey, Wait. Let me. I didn't get a practice. Hold on.
Go ahead, practice.